I'm over here at a Suffolk. Who has to do the Bedikah, the Sefer, the Masker? We spoke at length about the Deraisa. I know that many of you were kind enough to remind me throughout the day yesterday that we didn't deal with Rashi yet. I'm aware of that. Well, I'm the one who said there's a problem with Rashi. You didn't know there was a problem with Rashi. So Mr. Shem will deal with the Rashi. But very importantly, we have a nidoin of what do you do when it's Deraisa. And we also have a nidoin of Rabbanon, what the Suffolk was. The resolution of the Gemara, the Maskanas HaGemara, is Tanina, Braisa. The Masker Bais, the Chaveroi, Im Achalei Mosodon of Techas Chalav HaAsa, if at the time that the 14th came in, the night of the 14th came in, it was by the Masker, Al Masker Livdek, Misha Mosodon of Techas, but once he gives over the keys to the Secher, Chalav HaAsa, Al Secher Livdek. Listen carefully. In the Braisa over here, the resolution of the Suffolk is three Nekudas. Nekuda number one is that fundamentally, in the fundamental dilemma of is the Masker, it's a Seicher, it's a Seicher. It means in the issue of who should do the Bedikah, is it the Masker or the Seicher? It's the Seicher. And that's why if the Seicher gets it before the 14th, before your Dalit, he does the Bedikah. That's all. So on the Etzim Suffolk of the Gemara, the Masker or the Seicher, the Braisa says clearly the Seicher does it, not the Masker. Sveins. From when on does the Sefer do it? From the time he gets the keys. Three, if the Masker had the Chiyuv before, when the 14th came in, then there's a new thing called Tzulei Pakah. There are three Nekudas in this Braisa. One is that in the dilemma of should the Masker do it, the landlord or the tenant, the engine, the Sefer does it. Be it Beis, when does the Sefer do it? From the time he gets the keys. Drittens, if the Masker was there, Bishas, the beginning of the Old Abasa, Tzchalan HaMachiyah, the Chiyuv doesn't go off. That's Zayta Gezach. But in the fundamental shadow, when the Seicher is there, the Seicher rented it before the Yudalit, before the 14th. Who does it? The Masker, the Seicher does it. Just the price is on a criteria that he has to get the Maftechas. What's the role of the Maftechas over here? So there are three sheetahs over here. There's Rashi, there's Tosfos, and there's Daran. Rashi says, Mesiras Maftech, who kinyan eschiras. Rashi says that, like I just said, that the fundamental Yisoid is that the Seicher does it. From when on is the Seicher Chayiv? When he becomes a Seicher. When does he become a Seicher? When he gets the keys. What's the keys? From the time that he gets the Mafteach. That's the time when the Seicher starts. Says Rashi, because the Kinyan in the Seicher is Chal. Machalim also Mafteach. He's the Lebos of Chalachem. So he's called Maske. Shadayim has a Beshuz. So Mabisham also the Yom Kar. Chalachem will let Zulei Pakah. That's Shitas Rashi. Rashi says that Be'etzem we give it to the Seicher. But the resolution of the Seicher is that he's a Kinyan. So on the dilemma of Seicher Masker, Torah Zulam Mimud, enter the Seicher. From when on is he called the Seicher? When is it in his Rishos? When is his Rishos? When he makes a Kinyan, Schiras. That's the resolution of the Suffolk of the Gemara. Tosfos argues, Tosfos here says, in Mishamasa Mafteach, Pirish Rashi, the Mesiris Mafteach Koina, Vein Erlari, the Ri has two kashas. First of all, the Amirin and Beruva, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, the same way you're kind of a karka with kesef shtar chazaka, likewise you're kind of schirus. That means if two people made up to lease something to somebody to rent it out, if you do kesef shtar chazaka, you can't back out anymore. That's one kasha. And the other kasha is Ella commanded Amal Lechazek, excuse me, the lawyer means the behind the Sias Maftech, Ella commanded Amal Lechazek, Gida, we're in a Bapar, a second kasha. You also today the Chidush Aran that I asked you to see. The Chidush Aran brings down the Gemara Napar, that's why I didn't print it out for you. The Chidush Aran brings down the Gemara Napar, says over there before us. So when you give a key, it doesn't make a Kenyan. When you give a key, it allows you to facilitate that you go make a Kenyan Chazaka. In order to go make a Kenyan Chazaka, when you sell something, you first have to call it a Lechazek Kni. Giving the key is equivalent to saying Lechazek Kni. But giving the key is not more than Lechazek Kni. And you have to go make a Kenyan. The Gemara that the Ran post says over. The key is Lechazek Kni. So it's Mefarshei Gemara that the key is not a Maisa Kinyan. That's Tosfos Kasha on Rashi. Before we talk about Tosfos' shot, which is a completely different shot, what's the Teretz on Rashi? Tosfos brings two Gemaras. One Gemara says Mefarsh, Kesef Shtar Chazaka. The other one says Mefarsh even more than that. That giving the key is only Lechazek Kni. Is that one? His emphasis De Welt asks, Ha'or and Tosus, a Pshat Kasha. De Welt asks a Pshat Kasha that why did Tosus have to ask from the Gemara in Meruba? Tosus asks, the Gemara says in Meruba that the same way Karka is Nikonis, Kesar Shtan Chazaka, likewise Schiros is also Nikonis, Kesar Shtan Chazaka. The second Raya is much more powerful, by the way. The Gemara in Hapara says explicitly that when you give a key to somebody, the key doesn't make a kinyan. It says explicitly over there. The Gemara says like this: I gave the key to somebody. The Ryan quotes it. The Gemara says, if you didn't do a chazaka, nothing to talk about. If you did a chazaka, what do you need the key for? The Gemara says, you did a chazaka, and the key is leich chazaka kinyan. The key is the way of saying, now you can go make a chazaka, because you can't make a chazaka by yourself. I have to go tell you to make a chazaka. So it's unfortunate, the Gemara over there, that the key, the mafteach, doesn't make a kinyan. The chazaka makes the kinyan. What does the key play a role? Leich chazaka kinyan. Matter of fact, everybody, it's very strange. Tosis, by the way, now Tosis, he doesn't even ask the kasha directly from Apara. He asks it as a backhand. His main kasha is from Meruba. What are you asking from Meruba? Meruba doesn't say explicitly that a key doesn't work. In the Gemara in Apara, it says explicitly the key doesn't work. The Gemara says you gave a key to somebody, fuck the Gemara, but the key doesn't work. You have to make a chazaka. So what do you need the key for? The key says, leich chazaka kinyan. The key says, you go make a chazaka, but the key is not the kinyan. So for the Gemara, it's not the kinyan. Why did Tosis ask directly from there? It's an orin chabad on Tosis. So the answer is a big vart here, a big lomdash vart. What's taka the teretz on the kasha of Tosfos and Rashi? Whatever the kasha was, Rashi says lemaisa that the key plays a role. That's the kinyan skiras. That means again, I'm repeating, the resolution of the suffix is that the seicher has to do it. Why? Because b'shusay koy. That means b'shusay koy overpowers chamira d'day. When is it called b'shusay? When the skiras begins? When does the kinyan? Tosfos and the kasha have two rayas. Not like that. What's taka the teretz on Rashi? And if we'll have the teretz on Rashi, then we'll understand why Tosfos asked the kasha in this order. The Korban Nisanel over here in the back, in Ois Dalet, that I asked you to see, the Korban Nisanel says a very long description in Rashi, and he says like this. That it says that Kesef Shtar and Chazaka Akoina, and not Mafteach, and not giving over the key, that's when you make a Kinyan, Mechira. When you make a Schiros, then Mafteach is Koina. And the Korban Nisanel says a very long description, why? He says, Schiros, we all know, I'm not giving you the Guf HaDover, correct? What is Schiros? Schiros says, I'm not giving you the goof of the land, I'm not giving you the goof of the house, I'm not giving you the goof of the car, I'm giving you the hishtamshus, I'm giving you the usage. So I'm going to cover this on a very tief of art. When the chalois kinyan is not coming to be kind of the goof hadover, when the chalois kinyan is coming to be kind of the hishtamshus, the usage, for that, giving over a key is a maisa kinyan, because when I give you over the key, I'm enabling you to use the zach, correct? So what's the maisa kinyan that's kind of schiros? The Maisa Kinyan that's Koina Schiros is giving you over the key, which allows you to go now use it. So that's the way of showing you bailus on the usage, because I enabled you to use it. Says the Korban Nisanel, the Gemara, which says over there that you're only Koina with Kesef Shtar and Chazaka, is talking about when you're coming to make a Kinyan at the Guf HaDavar, giving over the key is not a Kinyan. You make a Chazaka, you dig in the field, you build a fence. That's called the Maisa Kinyan, the Guf HaDavar, Kesef for sure, Shtar also. But giving over a key, what's giving over a key? Giving over a key is usage. So if the chalois kinyan that you're making is on the hishtamshus, so then the mafteach works. If the chalois kinyan is on the kufa dover, giving over mafteach doesn't work. As I say, the korban asano, that's the teretz for Rashi. The very geshmak of teretz, that's what the Vilt takes on the teretz. If you want other teretz on Rashi, you can go get a tape of my bar mitzvah pshetel 49 years ago in Borough Park, where for some reason I said a different teretz, which doesn't make sense. My Zayda prepared my pshetel for me, I didn't really know what I was talking about then. But it was in Yiddish, so most of you won't understand it. All my mitzvah shetels in 1978 were in Yiddish. Everybody. On Shabbos, sure. We weren't Orthodox in those years. Yeah. But everyone said in Yiddish. Even the boys, everyone said in Yiddish. Yeah. I understood it 100%. That's what Yiddish told me. But the Torah, the Torah was terrible Torah. I don't like it. Yeah. So we won't say it all. We'll go with the Grover Nassau today. Yeah. None of you even remember what you spoke about at your bar mitzvah 2-3 years ago, okay? You don't even remember. And besides saying thank you for Tati, Mami, and Bobby, and Zadie for coming all the way from 5 towns to my bar mitzvah. You hear? What? Don't talk anytime Yarsha's Joshua. Yarsha didn't say it, Joshua. He said thank you for everybody, right? Not even that. Anyway, this is what I spoke about my bar mitzvah, Joshua. The terrorist is a funny terrorist. I don't know why he said it. Embarrassed. Akapana will go today with the Korban Nisanel, not with that mahalach, yeah? I ain't shon deitev. Kabbalah says a lam dish of teretz on Rashi. A lam dish of teretz. Yeah. Kabbalah says a lam dish of teretz. Kabbalah says a lam dish of teretz. He says that Maftech works as gears. Mela says the velt a lam dish of Aron Tosfos. Watch. One second. Mela says the velt like this. Tosfos didn't want to ask a kasha from the Gemara Haparo. The Gemara Haparo, which says that a Maftech only makes lechazeku kni, was talking about selling. This is the Marit Kavod. Tosfos knew the teretz of the Korban Asama. The Gemara Naparo, which says that a chazaka works and a maftech doesn't work, I'm explaining to you. The Gemara Naparo is a mafurisha Gemara that a maftech doesn't work. The Gemara says that you have to do a chazaka, you can't use the key. Tosfos knew that that's not a kasha. Why not? Because that Gemara is talking about Mechira. You have the Korban Asama teretz. So that day you found a Gemara that says that when you give over a key, all it does is lechazek a kni and lehedya, it doesn't make a kinyan. The Gemara says lehedya, it doesn't make a kinyan. Places do that over there, so over here, who's talking about skirut? You can't ask a kasha from over there. Like the Korban Nisanel says, that avada mafteach can't make a kinyan because it's not a way of showing Bibles on the kufa dover. But over here, we can't make a kinyan on the shtam, because avada mafteach can work. Places do that. So Tais didn't ask a kasha from Mapora. What did he ask? He found a Gemara in Meruba, where the Gemara shtels tzu, mechirut the skirus. The Gemara says, kishem. The same way these three work by Mechira, these three work by Schiros. Oh, so he found the Gemara that shtel tzu the kinyanim of Mechira to Schiros. That's a kasha. The Mela, it's Niflamoi. The Gemara not power, which explicit. One second. The elephant, he doesn't do well, okay? First of all, you shouldn't ask a ridiculous kasha like that. And second of all, I'll answer you in a second, okay? Because you're a tenth cousin. It's closer? What? Yes, way up on the tree. You hear? Listen carefully. Sir, listen. Mel Pshat says like this, Niflamoid. To go ask Akasha, you hear? To go ask Akasha that what? To go ask Akasha from the Gemara part that says explicitly that when you give up the key doesn't work, you have to do Chazaka, which should have been the main Kasha. Tais didn't ask. Because Tais is new, there's a Lamda Shechalek between Kinyanim and Gofadover and Hishnamshas. For that, I'm afraid it could work. What did Tosfos find? Tosfos found the Gemara in Meruba that says Kishem. Whatever works for Kinyanim works for Schiros. So now, so Tosfos said, oh, here I have a Gemara that puts Mechira and Schiros on the same page. So Tosfos said, no, the Pashtos, whatever works for Mechira works for Schiros. And whatever doesn't work, doesn't work. Aye. So what does Mesirat Mafteach do? What it does do is Lechazek a Kni of the elephant. Tosfos brings out the Gemara in Apara and says, aye, we find the Gemara in Apara. Yeah. Gemara says Maftech works for Lechazek Kini, that yeah, but not more than that. But Tosfos' Iker Kasha wasn't from the Gemara Naparo, which says Maftech doesn't work. That Gemara is talking about Mechira, and by Mechira of Adam, Maftech doesn't work. That was a no-brainer. He knew that Rashi had the teretz of the Korban Asado. What he did ask was with the Gemara Meruba. The Gemara Meruba says Kishen. Whatever works by Mechira works by Sirius. Now, what did Rashi hold? Rashi will say Adlechik. That what the Gemara says in Meruba of Kishen means not that lafuke mafteach, whatever works for Mechira works for Spiros, and by Spiros, mafteach also works. Okay, that's a teichik to think of our room over there. That's already a teichik. It means the fundamental teretz that Tosfos proved that mafteach doesn't work, and that Rashi has a teretz. The teretz is the lomdish teretz of the Korban Asanel, that when we're handling Spiros, which is a kinyan peiros, it's a kinyan in the Hishtamshas, once I give you over bailus over the ability to use it, that's enough to make a kinyan. So there's no kasher from the Gemara, now probably my person talking about Mechira. But Tosfos found in Meruba is a Rizik and Metzia. The Gemara says Kishen. The Gemara says Skiros and Mechira have the same rules. And the Gemara says Keser Shtar Chazaka. So Rashi will answer a Deichik. That Gemara wasn't coming to Fuke the Mafteach doesn't work by Skiros. That Gemara was coming to be Marbe. Now whatever works by Mechira works by Skiros. And by Skiros, besides that, there's another Kenyan. Besider. That Tosfos is not Mechuyev to hold up. But Tosfos found the Gemara that the Pashtas compares Skiros to Kenyan. We said they have the same set of rules. That's the Emes of Shad in the Shakta Batalia of Rashi and Tosfos. So Avada the Teretz on Rashi is the Korban Asanel's Teretz. But the Tosfos came to Vavorn that Kasha. That's why he didn't ask Mapara, which is the bigger Kasha, which is the more explicit Kasha. And Apara says Mefurish. The first Kasha is a Diuk. It says Kasha Shachal doesn't say Mafteach. The second Gemara is a bit explicit. The Mafteach doesn't work. The answer is Kibidubur, that Tosfos knew the Teretz of the Korban Asanel, and that's why Be'ikri asked from the first thing. That's Shitas Rashi with Tosfos, with the Teretz of Tosfos Kasha, with the Lomdish Teretz of the Korban Asanel, which I'm showing you in Tosfos, that Tosfos himself knew the Teretz. What does Tosfos say? Pshat number two. Now we're going to build the usual shitasa of the sugya. Part three. So Tosfos and first read the Hakshim Masala Mafteach Vlei Hevzik. Mishiyesh Be'od Mafteach Kishachal Yedal Chayel Livdoik. Tosfos Shem Be'od Mafteach Echi Kanes V'Yivdoik. Says Tosfos that the role that the Mafteach plays is a different role. The role that the Mafteach plays is that the one who has the key, he's the one who could do the Vedika. So according to Tosfos, the hachro that we go basa the mafteach slowly is because the one who has the mafteach has the ability to do the medikah slowly. What? So what's the resolution? The resolution is that the seicher is the one who's chayiv. I go back, not the maskim. But when is the seicher chayiv? From the time he's able to do the medikah. When he's able to do the medikah, he has the key, so he can do it. There are two ways to learn Tosfos now. Now I have a chakir in Tosfos Hashat. One way of learning Tosfos is that the role that the Mafteach plays is like Tosfos says, by the way, very, very balbatish, and I'll show you a dova noir machlekes achronim from a machlekes of the katnoim about what the pshat in Tosfos is. Show you a dova noir. There are two ways to learn Tosfos. The simple way of learning Tosfos is that the seicher is chayiv. From when on is the seicher chayiv? From the time he's able to do medikah. Balbatish. Actually, you don't have the key, you can't do medikah. So the seicher is chayiv. What do I need the key for? So you guys have the key, you can't do medikah. That's one way of learning. Another way of learning Tosfos is, and I'll show you in a minute, that I have inquiries from Rishonim to what I'm going to say. The other way of learning is very long to show it. Well, the Gemara said that the Sibah why the seicher is chayiv is because of the Rishos of the day. It's in his Rishos. So what is the role of the Mafteach plays? So I want to say a Tifa Vort, and I'll show you in a minute inside. The Mafteach is not just a technicality. The Vort is, technically, now you can do the Bedika. So whoever can do the Bedika, he has to do the Bedika. You're the Secher. You have the key, go do the Bedika. So the Sibo, why the key plays a role, the reason why the Mafteach plays a role according to this is Balbatish. The Vort is that you have the key, so go do the Bedika. The other way of learning is a Lamda Shor way of learning, and I'll show you that we show you to say this. Today's meant to say a Lamda Shor. Today's meant to say like this. Avada and Avada, the Sibah why the Seicher is Chayiv, is because it's called the houses in his Rishos, Rishos Didei. What's called Rishos Didei? So Rashi said Rishos Didei means because he did Schirus, he was kind of Schirus. Now it's called his Rishos. By the way, that's the kind of Rashi. What do I need the Kenyan for? Do I need to be in his Rishos? When is it called in his Rishos? When he does a Kenyan Schirus, Kimaduba and the Korban Asana. Tosfos learned that to be called in your Rishos, the Gavi B'dikas Chometz, I don't need a Kenyan Schirus. Rishus Lagabi Bedikas Chomet is the one who has the ability to do the Bedika. In which case, I'll explain the Nafkamina in a minute. Tosfos didn't mean to say that the reason why the key is Kaveya is because technically, the one who has the key, he could do the Bedika. That's all. But the word is, the one who could do the Bedika, it's in his Rishus Lagabi Bedikas Chomet, a Lamda Shavar, not a practical word. Is the Pshat in Tosfos that Balabatish, the key is Pasha technically. The reason why the Seicher does it is because he's the one who could do the Bedikah. So I'll say it this way. The one who could do the Bedikah, he's the one who could do the Bedikah, is the one who does the Bedikah. Or Tosfos meant a Lamda Shavart. Albeit it's true that a key is not kind of to make it into your Rishos Legabi Schirus. But without the key is the one who has the ability to do the Bedikah, is Legabi Bedikah's Chometz, that's called Bereshusei. What the key does is not technically that now I can open the door and go do the Bedikah with my candle. The key says that Legabi, it's under my jurisdiction. But the Sibah why the Seicher is Chayiv is because it's under his jurisdiction. Legabi Bedikas Chometz, because the key allows him to do Bedikas Chometz. I'll tell you a Moridik Nafkamina, a Shakti Nafkamina, which is the Machlekes of the Katmoinim. What would be the din, if he places, if he didn't give him the key, but he made a Chazakah without the key? Taisus says that the key is what tips the scales. So he says, why? Because the key allows you to do a Bedikah. Well, be if I care the case, well, I didn't give you the key, but I made a Kenyan. I made a Chazakah, I did a real Kenyan. Tosfos says, keys are not Kenyan, you need a Chazakah. Okay, I did a Chazakah. I went into the house, and I made a Chazakah in the house, and the Schirus is Kanya. What about a case where the Schirus is Kanya? I don't have the key yet. The guy didn't give me the key yet. But I closed on the deal. I went ahead and made a Kenyan. What we did in? What will Seich have to do with it now? So it depends. I'll show you in a minute who argues about this. If Tosfos meant to say Balbatish, that the criteria for Bedikas Chometz is the one who can do the Bedikah. So what do I keep? Did a Chazakah? You didn't do a Chazakah? You were kind of, you weren't kind of. What are you talking about? Who cares? Well, nice, at the end of the day, you can't do the Bedikah. You don't have the key. If Tosfos meant to learn the Shavart, Tosfos meant to say that Legabi Bedikas Chometz, the key is enough to make it in your Rishos, Hagab, that it's not a Kenyan for Schirus. Avada and Avada, what happens if I do a Chazakah? With a full-scale Kenyan? Avada the Seicher is Kenyan. Because all the key does is it brings it into my Rishos as far as Bedikas Chometz is concerned. Because even though a key is not a Kenyan for Schirus, but Legabi, the level of Rishusei for Bedikas Chometz, the key is enough. What happens if I do a full-scale Kenyan? And I mamish is Chal the Schirus. So the Bach, in Simitov Lamed Zayin, The Bach and Tzimtzum for Hametayin has been dyke the Toysis. Look in the Toysis. The Hochish and Mosul and Mafteach, the Loy Herzik. Says the Bach is Meduyak. What would it be Herzik? What would be if you made a Chazaka? Says the Bach, what would be if you made a Chazaka? You wouldn't need the key. Zok the Bach and Tzimtzum Lamed Zayin, Mefurish, that I gave you the key, the Loy Herzik. Zok the Bach, what happens if I would do Herzik without giving the key? Why did I say the Loy Herzik? Says the Bach, Loy Herzik means, because if you do a Chazaka, I don't need the key. Because then it's full scale of my Rishos. It's in my Rishos, then about the second Rishos. It's in his Rishos. The Chiddush of the key is that it's also called in your Rishos. Hagami, you didn't do a Chazaka. The Marsha over here in the back and the Tais Rosh argue, and they say that the Loy Herzik means to say that even if it's Loy Herzik, the key does it. But even if it's Herzik, you also have to have the key. Mashiach says before, it's not like that. The Tais Rosh over here and the new Tais Rosh is before. Sai Herzik, Sai not Herzik, you have to have a key. What goes this Machlekes? Following this raid. If Tais is meant to say, it's a Dovah Noira. If Tais is meant to say, along the Shavart, that Vibalt the key gives you the ability to make the Bedika, therefore it's called in your Rishos Legabi Bedikas Chametz. So then Avada Herzik works. Herzik is Shmitz Rishos. Herzik means the Sira Star, Avada is Rishos Akoyi. What Tais was coming to Machadish is that Legabi Bedikas Chametz is another way of becoming Rishos. I want to say it very clear what I'm saying. Holly, what's the tzad that the circus kind of? Because Bershusay, right? What's a chad circus kind of? Bershusay. What's called Bershusay? If you do a chazaka, it's a mother called Bershusay, says the Bach. But what could be better Bershusay than that? He's the seicher. Places was machadish, the price was machadish, the legabi, because chametz is called Bershusay, you have the key also. That's if you learn Taizman the Lomdishachar. As you stay before in the Bach. If I learn Taizman Balabatish, that what's Kadeya, the one who becomes chametz is the one who actually could do it, so then it won't help me, Hatzik. I want to show you a Yidia Nero that I once found. In the Oiz Vahadar in the back, I don't think it's in the regular Gemara's, because it's a new, in Agoyas Ashri over here, they read from the Oiz Ruah. If you have Oiz Vahadar, turn to the back. It might be in the other new, cheaper Gemara's also. Yeah? Look at this. Hagoyes Hashem Miksav Yad. It's on page Aleph in the Rosh, on the left side. You have a Ezvahad, look in Hagoyes Ashri on page Aleph. It says Hagoyes Hashem Miksav Yad. It's not the regular Hagoyes Ashri. It says Va'af Agav. Look at this lashon. Va'af al gaf de mesiras mafteches loy koni legamri le'inyan bedikas chametz al mishi yesh lo mafteach shein kinyan mutal olav v'kol shkenim herzik v'esek kinyan gomer koydim yadalav olav divtoy. He says lomdisha or zerua. Targoyes Ashri says, you have it somewhere? What? Targoyes Ashri says from Ksav Yad that Hagam, that it's not in your Rishos, that it's not a Kinyan, the Gabi Bedikas Chometz, it's called a Kinyan. So is that Lashon? Hagam, that it's not a Kinyan, the Gabi Gomer, but the Inyan Bedikas Chometz, Amishi Yesh Lamavtech, Hashem Kinyan Mutal Olav, you have Hashem Kinyan. The Kolsh Kinyan has a goodbye, it's Kinyan Gomer, he says, of course, like the Bach. I'm worried that Azarua is saying, Mamish Nalom Deshem Shah, it's a Rishon. He's saying that the giving over the keys, it's not a balabatish of that if you have the keys, so now you can physically go to it. That's not what it means. Giving over the keys means that legabi v'dikas chametz is in your rishos. Zokta arzerua, mamash force like the Bach. But kolsh came. What happens if you did a chazaka without the, what do you call it? About that will work. And Marsha and Tais Rosh, who's a rishon, argues and says force explicitly in the new Tais Rosh in the Ksav Yad, Bein and Hivzik, Boy and Leir, you have to give over the key. If you learn that together, the key is what? I'm explaining what he's talking about. Duran is a third sheet, and here we're going to build a big Lushi puzzle. Duran says a number of things, and I want to build from Duran a whole Lushi puzzle. Duran says, first of all, I want to deal with the facts, what Duran says, and then I'm going to say the Lushi puzzle behind this. Duran says, first of all, a third shot. Rashi says, Maftech itself is a Kenyan. Gandhi. Tesis, or he just was. Duran says, a third shot. It looks like Tesis, but it's not. First of all, Duran says explicitly that a Maftech only works when he did a Chazaka also. It's Chazaka plus Maftech. That's all. That's the first Shinui from Tesis. Tesis is Mephorish that a Maftech works without Chazaka. Maftech works without a Kenyan. Duran says explicitly that there was a Kenyan here. Aleph. There was a Kenyan plus a Maftech. That's the first thing he says. Second of all, Duran says, what role does the Maftech do? So Tosfos says, the role the Maftech does is the Maftech enables you to do Bedika. That's not what Duran says. What Duran says is that the Maftech is a Hachroa, it's a tiebreaker between the Masker and the Seicher. The Masker has a Milo, the Seicher has a Milo. Achi Yom HaKosav HaShlishi V'Yachmir B'Neim is Maftech. The Maftech is a Hachroa. The Maftech gives a Difus to the Tzad of the Seicher. You have the Masker, you have the Seicher, and now the Maftech tips the scales, as they state before in the Ran. Moreover, Duran on the Rif, Duran in the Chiddush Aran that I told you to see, says Mefurish that it's Hachro. But Duran on the Rif adds on two more words. What does the key do for you? He doesn't say that the key allows you to do Bedikas Chometz. He says the key allows you to be Nichnas V'Yetzi. The key allows you to come in and out. Now, coming in and out, first of all, doesn't mean Bedikas Chometz. Particularly Yetzi, Nichnas V'Yetzi. What's Yetzi mean? You're not going out to do Bedikas Chometz. Nichnas V'Yetzi means that practically, I need to do a Kenyan. Practically, I'm the one who practically is on location. I come and I go. So there are three shinuyim between the Ran and Tosfos, and we're going to see with Hashem that it's kibbutz on the heart of the sugya slowly. The first shinuy between the Ran and Tosfos is the Ran says explicitly you have to have a chazaka. The mafteach is an addition. Second of all, he says that the mile of mafteach is that it tips the scales between the two sides. You have a masker, you have a seicher. The one who has the key, he wins. I'll explain what that means in a minute. And the third thing is, he doesn't say that the mile of the key is that you can go in and do a bedika. He says the mile of the key is that you're nichnas v'yetzi, that you can go in and out. Birat Vrom is like this. First of all, the pshat in the Ran, and then we'll see the big lashitosa of the sugya, which is mashlam, everything we said in the Hovi. According to the Ran, the Mesias Mafteches, Bechlal, doesn't do what Rashi says, which is a Kenyan, because it's not Koina. You have to have a Kenyan, you have to have a Chazaka. B, it doesn't do what Tosfos says, which is that it allows you to do the Bedika. Whatever Tosfos meant, whether Tosfos meant level A, level B, but at the end of the day, the Mile of Mafteches is that it allows you to do the Bedika. Whether that itself is the Vort, whether that creates a Rishos, doesn't make a difference. The Ran doesn't say that. The Ran says that we have a Seicher, who's Chamir Didei. We have a Masker, it's Chamir Didei. We have a Seicher, it's Mishu Seikoi. Now comes in a new thing. What's that? What's the new thing that comes in? The new thing that comes in is the Maftech tips the scales. The one who has the Maftech, he's the one who does it. So the Ma'il of the Maftech is not because the Maftech allows me to do Bedika. That's not the word. The Ma'il of the Maftech is that it gives me an edge. It's more under my control. It's more in my jurisdiction, because I can go in, I can go out. Doesn't do with Bedika, by the way. I'm more there. As I state in the Ran. The Ran, by the way, the Chiddush Ran doesn't say a word about Bedika Bechal. He says, you got the Maftech, Maftech tips the scales. What's not Maftech tips the scales? Maftech is another level of jurisdiction. You didn't just make a Kenyan, but you have Maftech also. A completely different shot than the shot of Tosfos. I'll tell you enough to mean in a minute. Amel Lefise, I want to say the big Lashitosa, which will bring us to the big Nafkamina. Watch. This machlekes of what role the mafteach plays is rooted in the heart of the sugya. Ba'azveres dvari. According to Tosfos, we spoke yesterday, and now we're going to get to the hashlama of the whole picture of the whole sugya. According to Tosfos, there was never really a dilemma between the masker and the seicher. It was a no-brainer that what? That the seicher has to do it. Why? Because b'shul zekoi, shami yavalachli. The only tzad that the masker is k'sulei paka. But fundamentally, there's no equal dilemma between Maske versus Seicher. This is the heart of the sugya now. About the Seicher's Chayiv, Dumachalchli. We spent the whole day yesterday understanding of Tosfos that mutchered himself, Gefarloff, to understand what the hell is done with Maske, by the way. At the end of the day, if you remember, Tosfos didn't come out. There's no tzad of the Maske does it. If the Maske was there in the beginning of Yadal, it's so Tzulei Paka. Other than that, the Maske is not a player with all the Seicher. That we knew all along. So it's Niflamoid. If Aldo was a Dover Poshit, that the Seicher is the one who has a Takana, the Maske doesn't interest me because the Maske is not there anymore. So what's the only dilemma? What's the dilemma? The dilemma is, Avada the Seicher is the one who's chayiv. Bryce, by the way, is not being mechadash anything. By the way, the Bryce is not being mechadash. Bryce is mechadash, we say Sulei Paka. But on the fundamental, you say that the Seicher does it, that we know it. It's a no-brainer. There's no power struggle between the cipher and the mask here. There's no dilemma between the cipher and the mask here. It's a no-brainer that the cipher does it. So what did Bryson say? All the Bryson said was Einzach. Bryson said one thing. From when on does the cipher carry it? From the time he gets the keys. What's called the keys? The keys he's able to do the Medikas Chametz. The keys means it's his Rishus that got me that. That's really lumped the Shashal is what exactly meant with the Machlekes of the Bach with the Marshal, how far we go. But there's no battle between the Masker and the Sefer over here. It's a no-brainer the Sefer has to do it. Just this one technicality. From when on is it called the Sefer is there? From when on is it called that the Sefer is there? From when on is it called that the Sefer is there? Says the Baisa, the Sefer is there from the time of the quest. The Milo of the keys, give it over. It's simple. But according to the Ram, Shemayev Halachla never played a role in the Ikkar Takana B'dikas Chametz. And in Mela, the Ram with Rabbeinu David, how they learned the Sugya, there was a real dilemma of Al-Mitarach. Who should do this B'dikah? The Maskir because it's Hamira Didei, or the Seicher because it's Mushu Seikai, the Dover Nifla. So what's the Mela of Mafteach? Because it's Shemayev Halachla? Because he could do the B'dikah? Who cares? That's what I'm going to say now. Who cares that you could do the B'dikah? Especially the Fiyah Sekhmash that I said. What's the mile of that you could do? It's called in your Rishos. We knew that it was in the Rishos of the Seicher. We knew that it was in the Rishos of the Seicher. But there was a Shaila. Maybe the Maskus Chayav, because Chamira Didei. We had a fundamental Shaila when you have it, because Chametz. Who has to do the B'dikas Chametz? The Chamira Didei guy or the Rishos guy? So what are you going to answer me? I gave you a Maftech. Why is that? Why should that work? Because it's in your Rishos? Oh, but connected being in your Rishos, I have Chamira Didei. Have a debate, Masker Seicher. So what role does Gibeon have there? The Fiat is a big Lashitasa of the Sugya. The Fiat is Lashitasa, that's a no-brainer the Seicher's Chayav. There never was a dilemma of Masker versus Seicher. It's a no-brainer the Seicher's Chayav. This is a technical Shaila. From when on is it called Bershusei? Bershusei, there's no debate of Chamira Didei versus Bershusei. What does Chamira Didei mean? You've got to hear the day, to explain the Chamira Didei, the reason why it's Sula Paka, because yesterday was Chamira Didei. But fundamentally, in the dilemma between Masker and Seicher, there's no dilemma. The Seicher is Chayav, because Mishul Seikai. What's Mishul Seikai? From when on is the Seicher Chayav? Says the Gemara, from the time you get the Mafteach. It allows you to go do a Bedika. I want to say Tifer. The Mafteach, according to Taisa, is not going to explain fundamentally why the Seicher does a Bedika. This is the Ikra Tifkeit. According to Taisa, the Mafteach is not coming to explain fundamentally why the Seicher does the Bedika. The Seicher does the Bedika because he's the one who's Chayav, because Hashem Yavol Achloi. The Mafteach is coming to explain the technicality. From when on is he called the Seicher? But in the fundamental shail of Seicher versus Masker, I'm not using the Mafteach to explain why the Seicher connected the Masker. That's the Tifkeit here. According to Taisa, I'm not using the Mafteach to break a deadlock between the Seicher and the Masker. There was no deadlock. There's no debate. There's no debate over here, Bachal. So I'm not using the Mafteach to break the deadlock between the Seicher and the Masker, because there is no deadlock. There's no shadow, Bachal. There's no clash. It's a no-brainer that it's a Seicher. It's a one-sided Gemara. Well, it's a Suffolk. The Suffolk was Sulei Paka. That's a different topic. But in the Etzim Shaila of Seicher versus Masker, there's no dilemma. It's a Seicher. So there's one very local Shaila. Avada the Seicher's Chayav. I'm not using the Mafteach to break any deadlock, because there is no deadlock. There's a technical Shaila. This, that is posh, that the Seicher's Chayav. From when on? When does that start? From the time that he gets the key. What's the mile of the key? I just said two stuff, but it's Machlekes of the Kadmonim. But according to the Ram, there's a real deadlock over here. There's a real deadlock over here. The Seicher has a reason to do it because Rishus Eikoi. And the Masker has a reason because Chamira Didei. We use the Lashon of the Rebbeinu David. Ami, Hotel Tarasu. Who's the one has to do it? There's two Sibas to do it. So what are you going to tell me? The key gave you Rishus. So what? But it's Chamira Didei. According to Taisus, Chamira Didei doesn't play a role. Chamira Didei is an explanation why yesterday you were Chayim and it's Ulei Paka. It's Dava Niflo. So according to Taisus, all I need to do is to explain why. For when on is the Seicher in the picture? So I yell and scream and say, what do you mean you gave him Mafteach? But it's Chamira Didei. Chamira Didei is nothing. Chamira Didei has no meaning. Chamira Didei is not a matter of fact. Chamira Didei was the explanation why yesterday you had a Chiv and a Sulei Paka, like we explained yesterday on then. So the minute I tell you that you got the Mafteach, and it's under your jurisdiction for B'dikas Chametz, the ball game's over. The Seicher's Chayav. You'll tell me, hey, what about Chamira Didei? What about Chamira Didei? Chamira Didei is not a factor. Chamira Didei is not a factor with the Seicher. Now, Sniff Lamoy, all I need to do is to say, you gave the key. I got the B'dikas Chametz, it's in your jurisdiction. That explains why the Seicher's Chayav. But according to the Rambam, I have made a problem. What do you mean? What do you mean I gave you the key? So what? It's under my jurisdiction. It's in my Rishos. Not this ball's in your Rishos. Rishos? That's one side. Other side is Chamira Didei. And the Gemara had a real suffix in Hilchas B'dikas Chametz. Who's the one who's Chayav? Is it the Chamira Didei? So what do you mean? You gave me the key, it's my Rishos. By the way, the Hagos Hashvi said it's a weak form of Rishos. It's a little bit of a Kenyan. No, as well as it is, I'll go with the Pshat that I said in Tosis, for example, that it's a Rishos word, like the Bach learned. Like the Bach word, it's a Rishos word, yeah? Same as your Rishos, very nice. What does the key do? It allows you to do B'dikas Chametz. I'll even be more on this. It's called in your Rishos, the guy with B'dikas Chametz. Oh, but can I get that? This Hamir Adidei. Says the Ran, a very creative shot, he had no choice. Said the Ran. That's why Mafteach is not making it into your Rishos. It's not enough to make it into your Rishos. Copy that out from Hamir Adidei. Says the Ran, a very creative shot, a whole new shot. The role that the Mafteach plays, that it's a tiebreaker. Chamir Adidei is Chamir Adidei. Kineged that is Bershusei. How did it become Bershusei, by the way? Made a Kenyan. He did Chazaka. That sets up the dilemma. Now we have a dilemma. What's my dilemma? I have, on one hand, Chamir Adidei. Kineged that I have Bershusei Koi. What Bershusei Koi means, it's in the Rishus of the Secher. Why is it called in the Rishus of the Secher? Because he made a Kenyan. Because the Sechir started. He did Chazaka. That was the Sechir Gemara. Comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara says, no, now I have a tiebreaker. The one who has the Mafteach has an edge. Why? Because the one who has the Mafteach has physical control over the place. Nichnas v'yetzi. I'm the one who's there now, practically. So when I have a dilemma, a lumdish dilemma, between Chamir Adidei versus Rishus HaKoi, the Mafteach tips the scales. The one who's physically there. You want to know who said that? The Braisa said that. The Braisa, Chazal decided that that's the technical hachra to this dilemma. Maybe we have a nifl dikel the shitasai between the Ran and Tosfos. What role does Mafteach play? The Ran had no choice but to say this fancy rage. Because they're coming along and telling me what the Mafteach does is it says it's your b'dikah. So what? You might have a seat with the b'dikah. Rishusikah is a seat with the b'dikah. Kinegadera, I'm here today. What's the role that the key is going to play? They tell me the role that the key plays. I'm saying now big the shitasai. You can't tell me that the role enables me to do b'dikah summit. So what? So it enables you to do b'dikah summit. Big shmir, but Kinegadera, I'm here today. Let him do the b'dikah summit. The answer is nain. The answer is that the role that it plays by Bizom is only the Shita's Taisis that it's possible that the circle doesn't. Don't say that the Masker doesn't. Just I need to know from when on. From when on is when he gets the key. But according to the Ran, that there's a very dominant side of Masker because Chamir Adidei, what's it going to help me that he gave me the key? What's it going to help me that it's in my Rishus Ligabi Udigo Summit? Who cares? That's what Rishus Akai means, by the way. Rishus Akai means that it's Vabi, it's Amir Abalachli. But connected that is a very stark Kitzat put Chamir Adidei. Chamir Adidei says it's my Chamit, it's my responsibility to get rid of it. So Tosis didn't bother that Tosis. That didn't bother Tosis, because according to Tosis, Chamir Adidei is not a Tzadbachal. We're in the topic of Shemi Abalachli. So there's only one criteria. Can I do Badika? I can't do Badika. Again, big Shalom Yisrael. But according to the Ran, it's not saying you could do a B'dika. So what if you could do a B'dika? But who says you're chayiv in the B'dika? Like, you're not going to be chayiv in the B'dika because Chamir Adidei. The answer is no. The answer is because there's a tiebreaker. There's a hachra over here. What's the hachra over here? You have a ma'alek with Chamir Adidei. I have a ma'alek with Rishus HaKoi. And now there's a new ma'alek called Nichnas V'yetzi. That's Nifl Amoyed, Lamita Shal Torah, the Lishitasoy of the Ran versus Tosis. One second. Lamita Shal Dvarim, I want to add on another Lashitosai, which is not connected to this. It's Tam Emes of Shat. The Ran and the Rabbeinu David, his Talmud, asked over here Akasha on the whole Sugya. The Ran and Rabbeinu David over here asked Akasha on the whole Sugya. That they asked Akasha, I'll say a Dover Nifla now, another Lashitosai, not connected to what I just said, but it's Emes. The Ran and Rabbeinu David all asked at the beginning of the Sugya, they asked and said, hey, what are you clearing shadless about? Who does the Vedika? Go with the Baal Yiroh. Check who's over Baal Yiroh. What did the Ran and the Rebbe Dovid answer? Nobody's over Baal Yiroh. Why is nobody over Baal Yiroh? The Seifer is not over because it's not his Chometz. And the Masker is not over because it's not in his Rishos. Why is it not in his Rishos? He rented out the house to somebody else. I want to say Dover Nifla. According to Ran and Rebbe Dovid, that the reason why nobody has Baal Yiroh is because of this newfangled shot, that it's out of my Rishos. So the Gemara has to be talking about where you did a chazaka already. Because if you didn't do a chazaka yet, so Mafteach not coin it, not out of your Rishos. So they, Lashitasei, had to learn that it was talking about where you did a chazaka already. If you didn't do a chazaka yet, then the Sechir wasn't chal. The Sechir wasn't chal, not out of your Rishos. It's still by you, at your house. So then you had the Baal Yiroh. The only way we got out of the Baal Yiroh at the beginning of the Sugi was by saying what? That the Maske is not over because it's out of his Rishos. Why is it out of his Rishos? Because it's a circus rituals. Why is it a circus rituals? Because he was kind of the skirus. So for that, you have to have a chazaka. Maybe the Ram Lashitasek couldn't learn like Tosis. I'm saying two reasons why he couldn't learn like Tosis. The first reason why he couldn't learn like Tosis was because what does it help me that the guy could do the Bedika? But it's Chamir Adidei. So wait, if you could do the Bedika, what can I get that? It's Chamir Adidei. And mainly, he had to learn that you have a chazaka, you have a Chamir Adidei, and this is the tips of scales. But I'm saying another reason why he had to learn that it wasn't the Mafteach alone. Because if there was no chazaka, so then the circle wasn't kainit. If the circle wasn't kainit, who's over Baal Yiroh? The mask is over Baal Yiroh. It's his chametz in his rishos. So then the whole sugi doesn't start. I can't hear. No, that's what you're saying. But by your own, you're by your own matzah. You're by matzah kasha. You're by matzah kasha. You're by matzah kasha. You're by matzah kasha. But the mask is over by your own matzah.
The mask is not over.
He is. It's just it's only out of his reshus because the seichel was crying it.
No, we can't get in the house.
Who cares? But he wasn't crying it. I don't care. And you know what I said? You're over by your own matzah. You didn't know what I said. It doesn't make a difference. But he's over by your own matzah. So he'll have to get it. Break the door down. Okay? Be what do you call? Be yishalmi. What time is that? What am I talking about? So I'm saying, what do Shoyin will ask a kasha by your other? I should have said that he's a polite guy from out of town. He can't break down doors. What time is that? I said, what do Shoyin mean? Like you say, he can't get in. Tavitz, you're by your other water. What type of shell is that? Go work it out. You showed him ask the kasha and said, the mask is over by your own. What's the suffix of the Gemara? Why don't they say he's a polite guy? He gave over the key. But he doesn't have the key. I'm Kimto. It does make a difference. If you're over by your own, there's no sugya. You're the one who's taking the biggest hummus. So the Rambam doesn't say what you're saying, that he can't get in. I mean, made up a whole thing. I'm saying a double nifla. There had to be there was a chazaka already here, because there was no chazaka over here, about the mask is over. And Mela, there was a chazaka. So there was a chazaka. What role is Vaftaf playing? Vaftaf is tipping the scales. That's how the Rambam learned the case of the Gemara. Those are the three sheets. There's a more than nafkamina between all these shots. What's a nafkamina? What's a nafkamina? Pima Golda brings out nafkamina. What will be if both guys, the masker and the seicher, have keys? What happens if they both have keys? So according to the Ran, what's the din? According to the Ran, it's vayda deadlock because you don't have any right tipping the scales. They both have the keys. According to Tosis, that batsman is posh that the circus kainer, circus chayev, just the sucker needs to have access. Once he has the key, he has access. And about the circus chayev, I couldn't care about the masker. That's a posh the nafkamina between all the raid over here. Okay, that's it. Maskana the Gemara, how all the shitas go together. Now. We have a choyv left over here to the Rashi. A catastrophe. Let's go it over again. All this raid that we spoke about was all in the world of the Rabbanan. Okay? All this raid we spoke about was in the world of the Rabbanan. So now we have the flow of the Gemara. Let's go over the flow of the Gemara for 2 minutes quickly. Gemara had a suffix in the world of the Rabbanan. Who's chayiv? According to the Rishayim, the suffix was Chaviri Day versus Shusei Koyev. According to Tysus, we don't understand the suffix. The suffix is Sulei Paka. Two. The Gemara would arrive from Mezuzah, stage 2. What's everything's a Shitosa? Stage 2. What was derived from Mezuzah? According to Rashi and the Rishayim, derived from Mezuzah was a Zaita Garaya that the Seif was Chayiv, all Yum of the house. According to Tosfos, the Raya was that we do not say Sulei Paka, the Seif was Chayiv. Stage 3, the Gemara says Chayiv is Hador. According to Rishayim, it means that the Seif was Chayiv because he lives there, not because he takes over the Yum of the house. According to Tosfos, it means that's why there's no Sulei Paka, because the Maskir lost his Chayiv. Like I said yesterday. Stage 4 of the Gemara is enough there. Those are the four stages of the Gemara. They argue what the suffix was, who's chayiv. They argue what the raya from the Zuzah was. They argue what Chayiv Hador is. And in Mela, they argue what the Mafteach is. Those are the four Lishitosos as we cut through the Sugya. What was the suffix? What was the raya from the Zuzah? What was the Tchi of Chayiv Hador? And what the Hachwa of Mafteach was? Kimidubur in the last 3 days, the whole picture of the four stages of the Gemara, which every stage of the Gemara, the Rishayim argued Lishitosos. We have a Chayiv to Rashi, a very controversial Rashi. The Chayiv that we have to Rashi is the world of Daraisa. What's the chayiv that we have to Rashi from the world of Daraisa? What about Daraisa? So let's remind ourselves. Rabbeinu Peretz said what? He did a bittel. Duran, Rabbeinu David said, big raid, nobody's over Daraisa over here. Why not? Sefer's not over, it's not his chometz. Mask is not over because it's out of his reshus, but Yuman is kiddush. Rashi asked the kasha. Rashi said, who's over? Rashi said, what about Bayiro? Rashi says he did bittel. The big mystery in Rashi is A. Who did Rashi mean? Who was over? Rashi doesn't say. So the Marshal learned, the Hedlik Marshal learned, that the one who was over was the Maskir. By the way, it makes sense, because Rashi says the Eitzah for that is Bittel. Who does the Bittel? The Maskir does the Bittel. It's his Chavit, not the second Chavit. So the Marshal read the Rashi like this. Fek Rashi, what about the Deraisa? What happened to the Deraisa? The Boyne Shalala, what happened to the Deraisa? What Deraisa? The Maskir! The Maskir's over by your own. Come here in the day! And for the Rashi, he did a Bittel. So he has the Kash on that. Steers Marshal. What do you mean he did a bittel? So why he did a bittel? But if he bought the Tzchamir today, and he's the Bayura guy, and the Rabbanu were Misakin that we don't rely on bittel, so Abadi, he has to do the Bedika, because Bedika, according to Rashi, Shalalava Bayura, follows in the footsteps of Bayura, like we asked 2 days ago. The big cash on Rashi. So he said a massive shtickle Torah that according to Rashi, you'll have to say Rav Shach's Pshat, that the Gemara never had a suffix who's chayiv adikra, because it's a no-brainer that the mask is chayiv. The Gemara had a suffix inside chayiv abayis, does the seicha take over the mask is chayiv? Oh, massive shtickle Torah, which took the neshama out of the Gemara, that the Gemara wasn't having a suffix at that stage of who does the bedika. The suffix at that stage was who takes over the chiyuve of the bias. It's very not mit, and that the Gemara brought a Rav Mezuzah, the Gemara slugged up the Rav Mezuzah, is very not midurik a Rashi, by the way. Rashi says, Torah zu amihut, who has to do the Torah? According to this rate of Rav Shach, you have to say that the suffix was a bias suffix, not a bedikas chametz suffix, not gishmak at all. So, according to this mahalach of the Marshal, Rashi is a catastrophe. If the masker is the one who's over, and he's the one who did the bitulafad, he has to do the bedikah. The Gemara doesn't get off the gramachal. Unless he's here, Shach Shikul Teir, that the suffix wasn't about bedikah, the suffix was in general, who does the chivim of houses? The Magen Avraham that I bought for you is equally shver. The Magen Avraham in two places, I printed it out for you today, says a zach which is not to be believed until tomorrow, which we'll see why, or next day maybe. The Magen Avraham says a zach which is hard to believe. I'm going to show you in the coming days that I'm a forisher rishayim who say like a Magen Avraham, not to be believed. Magen Avraham says that the one who's over by Rabbi Matze and Rashi is a soicher, not the masker. By the way, the Achoranim say that with, let me just finish off. Why is the soicher over? It's not his fomit, right? Why is the soicher over? Says the Magen Avraham, and the people Golem explains it more or less, that when the masker entered out the house, he's mafkir all the chametz that he has. And the soicher picks it up with the kinyan chatzah. So when Rashi said, hey, what about the deraisa? When Rashi said, hey, what about the deraisa? Rashi meant to say not the masker, he meant the soicher. He meant the seicher. I painted you a Magen Avraham. And how's the seicher kainit? Because when the masker entered out, he was masker, and he was kainit with chutzah, slowly. By the way, what was the Yetzer Hara or the Yetzer Tov of the Magen Avraham to say such a shot? So it's a little bit of Durek and Rashi. What is Rashi? Look in the Rashi. Chayve es hador. My mezuzah is the chayve of the dor. Fish yimi shamata. Fishim yimi shamata. The Velt says that the Magen Avraham was feeding off the Rashi. Why did Rashi, after he said Chayvas Adoro, start to speak about Deraisas? So they read the Rashi like this. By Mizuzah, who's Chayiv? The Seicher's Chayiv. But by Chometz, the Seicher's not Chayiv, be Deraisa, because he did Bittul. It was a flow from Mizuzah. By Mizuzah, it's Chayvas Adoro. Hashem came by the Seicher's Chayiv. Hashem came by Chometz, the Seicher's not Chayiv. That was the flow of Rashi. Oh, the name. But that's what the Magen Avraham learned of Pshat and Rashi. So there are two pillar claims on the Magen Avraham, which in order to answer them, you have to say tons of Torah, but we'll leave it off share now. Magen Avraham's a pillar. First of all, Magen Avraham says that the Seicher's Chayiv me the Raisa, and he did Bittul because he was Koinai de Hefker, and that's what Rashi meant when he spoke about the Raisa. So there are two kashas. One kasha is the Gemara says Chamira Dide. Gemara says explicitly that it was the chametz of the masker. So how could he say that it was? Gemara says no. Gemara says Chamira Dide. Gemara says it was the chametz of the masker, not the seicher. Aleph. But Beis, in a more lumpish way, I don't understand. He told me the seicher was kind of the chametz. So he was kind of the chametz, and it's his rishos, right? So what's the suffix of the Gemara? I understand. And you have a guy. You guy's living in a house, and he has chametz. So what do you want for the masker? Besides the lashon of the Gemara Chamira Dide, I don't think I'm wrong. This was it the name of the Gemara? What do you mean Torah Zu Ami Motol? The Seichel lives in the house. Who's kind of the chametz? So a guy is living in his own house and he has his own chametz. Why should he do the bedika? He has chametz in his house. What's the shadow of hell? But don't repel the mamish. This doesn't make sense. What's going on over here? And in addition to that, I would add on another kasha. If Taka the Seichel is the one who's over, he does the bittul. So then what is it on me that he did bittul? We go back to my kasha from the Mashal. Whoever has Bal Yiroa, he should have the what? He should have the bedika. So what's the suffix of the Gemara, the masker versus the seicher? It's a seicher's chametz. It's in Shalom HaYisrael, he did bittul, doesn't help. He should do bedika. What's going on over here? This brings us to a third pshat in Rashi, which I'll say over the next day or two. Well, Kachival Nur Rabbi Seinu, and the Velt says that a completely different pshat to answer this very, very shver Rashi. Who was over Bal Yiroa, and how does that affect the suffix of the Rabbanim? We'll come back to this Rashi. Tomorrow, Richard Show is starting a fascinating Londish sugya of Cheskasi Bodok, Ein Cheskasi Bodok, Kal, the Mamar Kermis, Berachov, Gedola, Ad Moroi.